the Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Confrontation at the Department of Education.
Get out of the way.
Democrats show up to demand a meeting at the department that President Trump has vowed he'll eliminate. California Congressman Mark Takano.
The department was created through an act of Congress, and it cannot be abolished except through an act of Congress. But the executive branch is not coming to Congress to work with us.
President Trump is eyeing funding for NGOs, non-governmental organizations.
In a statement, the president says the U.S. government has provided significant taxpayer dollars to NGOs, and many are engaged in actions that, quote, actively undermine the security, prosperity, and safety of the American people. The statement goes on to direct heads of agencies to review that funding. Quote, the head of agency shall align future funding decisions with the interests of the United States and with the goals and priorities of my administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
A federal judge in Boston today will consider a request from several states to block President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the U.S. illegally. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met today with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I was deeply moved by the reception that we got, the substantive things that we discussed, making sure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon, and also making sure that Hamas is destroyed.
Hamas today identified three Gaza hostages it plans to release tomorrow. Netanyahu called the International Criminal Court scandalous and corrupt as he welcomed a Trump order slapping sanctions on the court. At least two deaths are blamed on a tornado that hit an area 60 miles northwest of Knoxville, Tennessee. In New York, the discovery of seven bird flu cases has temporarily closed bird markets in the New York City area. Governor Kathy Hochul.
For a week-long period, no poultry can be delivered to those live bird markets. Each uninfected market must sell down all inventory, undergo thorough cleaning and disinfection, and then remain closed for at least 5 days.
The government reports 143,000 jobs were added by employers last month. That's less than experts predicted. But investment strategist Chris Heise says it could be a Goldilocks number.
Economists will say not too hot, not too cold. Gives a little bit of a window for those people who think the Fed will be happy.
The CDC reports a second spike in flu cases this winter, most states reporting high or very high activity. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 298 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine reaction to the passing of Alderwoman Molly Jones continues to come in. Mayor Corey Mason is remembering Jones as a fierce advocate for her 2nd District, an area she repped since 2015. Details about a funeral and a memorial are still being worked out. An effort to finalize the funding for the new Lincoln King Center moved forward this week. The Racine Common Council voted to seek grants from several major organizations to help on the center and health clinic. Money will be sought from Johnson Controls, Walmart, and Home Depot. High winds overnight caused a couple thousand people to lose power overnight in Racine County. Around 2,000 homes and businesses were dark for a short time while We Energies reconnected things. Winds have died down with a chance of snow tomorrow. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A Racine plan to reduce recidivism is a spotlight story at RacineCountyEye.com. A jobs training program and how it helps to impact the community is being covered today at Racine County Eye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a 4-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle, head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA, the team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon, with less than an inch of accumulation expected. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. Few flurries still fly around at night, and it'll be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story in 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
And now, the rest of the story. Abby was at home in Buffalo, New York, when she received the exciting news that she and her husband would be moving into the house of their dreams. And then Abby rushed to meet him, and then unhappily learned the rest of the story. Her husband's dream house was more of a nightmare. Her husband's dream house had no gas and no plumbing. There was not much you could call a bathtub. The previous residents had been cooking over a kitchen fireplace, and the rest of the place was woefully inadequately heated. Couldn't they simply go back to Buffalo and forget the whole thing, Abby wondered. No, her husband said it was too late for that. Her husband had already committed them to this dismal property, and there they would have to stay. He never actually came out and called the move a mistake, far as we know. However, he readily acknowledged that there were indeed difficult times ahead. He began referring to the new homestead as, quote, this temple of inconveniences. In fact, let me read you part of a letter that he wrote to a friend, quote, the busy week is nearly ended. I seize the precious moment simply to say that I'm very anxious that you and Mrs. Havens should come and make us a visit this winter. We have one spare room in this temple of inconveniences, neatly fitted up, and just the thing for you and Mrs. H. End quote. The difficulty was that the one spare room was the only room in the house that was neatly fitted up. The more Abby thought about it, the more upset she became. She remembered having to carry bathing water into her house in the old days. But that was precisely the point. These were not the old days. Why then should her family be subjected to such primitive living conditions? A house, after all, in which there was not even an indoor tub to which water might be carried. And so it was that this spunky former school teacher decided to make a few significant changes on her own. And so it was that Abby ordered the workmen to install the gas pipes and the water pipes and supervised the installations of a kitchen range and a big bathtub. But she didn't stop there. There were no books in the house, not even a dictionary, not even a Bible. So Abby, from nothing, began building a library, and her first selections included Hawthorne's Great Stone Face, The Scarlet Letter, Bryant's Thanatopsis, and Emerson's Essays. And then Abby began replacing worn furniture and carpets. She bought a piano and a harp and threw a big party to celebrate, and the big house sparkled and sang and laughed as it never had before. What you've just heard is history. What remains is one mystery. The neighbors objected. The neighbors talked and they tisked. A bathtub, they declared. And books, they declared. And I wonder how Abigail Fillmore felt, faced with the public outcry that she and her husband Millard, the President of the United States, should represent the nation's people living in a cold, threadbare, cheerless home without plumbing called the White House. And now you know the rest of the story.
Wow. Paul Harvey's rest of the story, heard twice every single weekday, Monday through Friday at 7:25 with Don Rosen in the morning and again at 12:05, like you just heard, here on WRJN.
She put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so
Tournament, local news, and timeless hits.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. just no good anymore since you went away.
Righteous Brothers, known for Smooth, You're My Soul and Inspiration. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum is in progress on WRJN with a reminder that WRJN serves up big deals all the time. They're available 24/7 online at our website. You can save sometimes up to 50% on local food and services and merchandise. Just log on to our website and find out what's there that you need and want. It's WRJN.com.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can help provide you with semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text SOLVE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy to see if you're eligible. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text SOLVE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SOLVE to 200-300. SOLVE to 200-300.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Timeless hits and happy together with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine reaction to the passing of Alderwoman Molly Jones continues to come in. The news of her passing came yesterday through a statement from the city. Mayor Corey Mason is remembering Jones as a fierce advocate for her second district, an area she repped since 2015. The Mason statement offers condolences to Alder Jones's children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Details about a funeral and a memorial are still being worked out. High winds overnight caused a couple thousand people to lose power overnight in Racine County. Around 2,000 homes and businesses were dark for a short time while We Energies reconnected things. Winds have died down with a chance of snow tomorrow. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A Racine plan to reduce recidivism is a spotlight story at RacineCountyEye.com. A jobs training program and how it helps to impact the community is being covered today at Racine County Eye. 8 years of A's have been a good run. Wisconsin is transitioning from A to B series license plates, having used up 4.7 million combinations since the intro of the new plates in 2017. If you haven't noticed, all state plates have been starting with A. However, the combos are exhausted and now new ones will start with B. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon, with less than an inch of accumulation expected. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. Few flurries still fly around at night, and it'll be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
News, timeless hits, and a warning to the girls. Stay away from him, the sweet-talking guy. Every girl's known at least one. WRJN.
Sweet-talking guy, talking sweet kind of lies. Don't you believe in him? If you do, he'll make you cry. He'll send you flowers and paint the town with another girl.
Sweeter than sugar, kisses like wine. attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
The Beatles. Love this song by Aretha, the first lady inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh! After my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying, now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Mary Wells did My Guy. A year later, the Temptations would do My Girl. Both songs written by Smokey Robinson. I see a pattern here. WRJN.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, come home. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Come home. Making love in the afternoon. Celia, you're up in my bedroom. Making love, I got a big one in my face. When I go back to bed, someone's taking my place. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence, baby. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Come on home.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Human Beings doing that. Before, there was Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Graham Nash sang with the Hollies. That's him on the high harmony part. On this song, Bus Stop, on WRJN.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The acting FBI director says today he did send a list of the names of more than 5,000 FBI agents and employees who investigated Capitol attack cases to the Department of Justice. At first, they were identified solely by employee IDs. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This fear of firings is spreading inside the FBI among agents who try to track down terrorists, child predators, and violent gangs, but who also were part of the investigation into January 6th.
President Trump is said to be considering allowing Japan's Nippon Steel to complete its $14 billion acquisition of U.S. steel, but there's been no final decision. He's meeting with Japan's prime minister at the White House today. He issued a tariff threat of sorts.
I think it'll be very easy for Japan. We have a fantastic relationship.
Flu cases on the rise, a second spike this winter, as we hear from CBS's Alexander Tin.
Virtually all states are at what the CDC now says are high or very high levels of influenza, though the CDC's forecasters now estimate that this could be the peak for many states and are projecting that the majority of states are now on track to see flat or declining influenza.
Bird markets in New York City and some of its suburbs have been closed temporarily because of the discovery of 7 bird flu cases. Governor Kathy Hochul.
These are just simply measured, common sense steps that'll curb the spread of bird flu and ultimately
to keep New Yorkers safe, which is always my top priority.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham reports the bird flu situation is likely to keep upward pressure on egg prices.
The average price of a dozen large grade A eggs was $4.15 in December, up from $3.65 just 1 month earlier.
Hamas has identified the three hostages it plans to release tomorrow in Gaza. After meeting with House Speaker Johnson today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated a vow to destroy Hamas.
We're not going to have a future for Gaza or for future for peace in our part of the world if Hamas remains there.
At least two deaths reported and some injuries after an apparent tornado hit Morgan County, Tennessee, about 60 miles northwest of Knoxville. The government says employers tacked on 143,000 jobs last month. Our business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report is consistent with the Federal Reserve having the ability to pause its rate cuts. And the reason is the economy continues to function and create jobs despite interest rates being higher than many borrowers would like.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 315 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine reaction to the passing of Alderwoman Molly Jones continues to come in. Mayor Corey Mason is remembering Jones as a fierce advocate for her 2nd District, an area she repped since 2015.